That's one way of catching your turtles.
What do you call a kind of turtle that lives on dry land?
I guess the turtle family, but I call them terrapins. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a turtle called a gopher or a cooter?
No, there's a rat that's around ponds, around barns. We call them gopher rats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the only one. I never have heard a turtle called gopher.
That's in South Georgia, mostly.
Well, I could see it could get started. It's sort of like a beaver. Beaver's one of the most peculiar animals. He's got more sense than men.
Hmm.
They can go out on a branch or a small creek and gnaw down trees nearly big around as your body. And they know just exactly how to gnaw that,
mm-hmm.
regardless which way the tree is leaning.
Yeah.
To throw that tree over to make a dam.
Gee.
Mm-hmm. And most people don't even know how to cut a tree to make it fall the direction they want.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. What is the little insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it?
Gnats.
Well, how about something that's bigger than a gnat?
Flies and mosquitoes.
What about the kind that gets into your wool clothes?
Wait a minute. I'm not thinking this morning.
You put out balls to get rid of them?
Moth balls.
Yeah.
Moth, that's a lot of those would be classed nearly as a butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are big ones. How about the insect with a little light in its tail?
We call them lightning bugs. You know what he said?
What?
I'd want to set the world on fire, I just want to show my tail.
Oh.
Now you got it again,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, right. Let's see, how about a long, thin-bodied insect with two pairs of wings that darts around water?
I don't know the proper name of that. We always call them snake flies.
Okay, that's fine. Ever hear snake doctor?
Yeah, snake doctors and snake flies.
Ever hear dragonfly?
Yeah, but I don't know where you... I never did call that a dragonfly. It might be. I don't know.
Is that something different?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What are some stinging insects?
Oh, there's lots of those things. Spiders will sting and bite. We have the one of the most contrary thing, and it hurts you the hardest, is what is called a stinging scorpion.
Mm.
It's about an inch to an inch and a half long, with a tail turned right back up over its back, in that it has a stinger. And you reach down to get a piece of wood up off the ground if it's under there, and if you touch him, 9 times out of 10, he'll sting you between your nail and your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about hurting. Now, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. But that won't kill you?
No, it won't kill you. You're getting up after it. Now, we have the yellow jackets, the wasps, and the bees, and we have a fella here that runs there. A place out here, he has an ambulance service, Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And if a wasp or yellow jacket stings him, he has to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's some people that are really sensitive.
And he carries something with him all the time to take,
mm-hmm.
in case one stings him.
Mm-hmm. You have hornets?
Hornets. And,
Is there a kind that makes
dirt gobbler?
Yeah, that was it. Does it sting?
I never have known it of a stinging, but it has a stinger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It could sting, but I don't know if you mashed it, I guess it would.
What are little things that burrow under your skin if you walk in the woods and raise welts?
That's what I don't mind giving a bite if it wouldn't rake up such a pile to sit down on. That's a little old red bug.
Okay. And then the insects that hop around in the grass, you call those?
There's